All right, fighters, check it out. I'm due to the fact that I'm not in my studio right now, I'm actually out for a walk, and I needed to record something here today. It just needed to make it happen, so I apologize if the audio is not what it normally is. You hear me breathing heavy, it's because I'm walking up the hill. So anyway, it's a beautiful day in Manitou Springs, Colorado this morning, and I had to pull the trigger and record this immediately while it was fresh in my brain. See, I go for a walk almost every day, walk out my front door, and I hit the streets, hit the trails, whatever. Just a nice, quaint little town here. If you've ever been here, get your ass out here. Well, here's what I've noticed on my walks each morning. We're a tourist town, and I walk through the downtown, like I said, almost every day, before everything opens up. Before all the shops and the restaurants and the bars and the t-shirt places and all that other stuff. And one of the things I've noticed is every morning, the shopkeepers, the owners, they are outside, and I see them sweeping. I see them picking up cigarette butts, the occasional beer can. I see them hosing down their walkway, cleaning their windows. Guys, they're taking care of the appearance of their business. And it's a regular thing. It's an everyday thing. Well, I suppose it's an everyday thing for those that are making money and have customers coming in, because the places that look like shit and that are dirty and messy looking, I bet if you looked at their bank account, it would reflect the effort they put into the appearances of their business. So it got me to thinking, you probably already know where I'm going with this, but what kind of daily TLC, tender love and care, are you giving the appearance of your business? Are you maintaining your vehicles? Are you are your crews looking good? Or has it been like 8 years since you bought company t-shirts for people and they're all ratty looking? What's the team photo look like on your website? Or what about your website, your social media pages? Are your trucks clean? Maybe I already said that. Job sites, what are they looking like? Guys, I want to encourage you, every day, spend some time imitating these shopkeepers, these little owners of these tiny little stores here in my town, who you can tell they love what they do, man. They're proud. They're proud of their little store. They're proud that they get to welcome people in with a smile and they give them a free sample of a cinnamon bun or some shit like that, right? And I want to encourage you to have that same attitude, that gratitude. That, man, people are going to show up. They're going to be peeking in the window of my contracting business. I believe a lot of deals are lost because we make a crappy first impression. All right? And this isn't just the visual stuff. This is your website easy to navigate? Do you pick your phone up when somebody calls? Do you get back to somebody right away if they have a problem or an issue? Guys, this is what it means to just provide, part of what it means to provide a great experience for your clients, for your prospects, for the people that are checking you out, man, okay? Because I tell you what, when I walk around and I'm thinking about going into a restaurant or something, if the walkway's dirty, if there's cigarette butts out front, if the window's got smudges on it, I peek inside and there's crumbs on the floor all over the place, like in a bad way. Or if I go up to the counter, I've done this before, I've gone up to the counter and I peek behind the counter and you see the floor, and it looks like it hasn't been cleaned in 8 years, I'm walking out of that place. So, guys, the little things matter. Imitate the Manitou Springs, Colorado little storekeepers, shopkeepers, business owners, whatever you call it. All right? If you want to see a good example of this, go see my buddy Ray at Good Karma Coffee Shop. All right? Downtown Manitou Springs. Because he's dialed in. He's doing it right. And that's what got me thinking about this here today, one of the things. So anyway, hopefully this gives you a little nudge to pay attention to the appearances of your business. Pay attention to those little things.
Hey, do you want to hear how contractors in various industries are totally kicking some tail in their sales and profits and doing some amazing things? Then go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Listen, you'll hear how one of our members actually sold a $460,000 job on the telephone. $460,000. Okay, we got members selling $500. We got members selling $15,000. Everything in between. Crazy amounts of money. And when they're not getting jobs, they're collecting consultation fee checks upwards of $1,000 for their time. So listen, if you want to stop playing games, you want to start making some real money, then join the Contractor Sales Academy. In fact, we don't give a shit about your top line sales. We care about protecting your time. We care about what you're taking home to your family and putting in your pocket. So head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and see what all the fuss or the buzz or whatever that damn word I'm supposed to be using right now is all about. ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Talk to you soon.
So, hey, also, want to make sure that you know that each month we have a fight night, what we call Contractor Fight Night. And this is a live training that I conduct, and occasionally members of my team are on there with me, where we are teaching you how to be a better salesperson, marketer, leader, run jobs more profitably, and everything else you can ever imagine that you would need to run your business successfully. And in June, our fight night is all about sales. Marketing was last month. Marketing was the month of May, and we kicked it off with a bang, man. We had a few dozen people on the call nationwide. We went a couple hours. Actually, I went more than a couple hours. And so listen, if you're looking for a super affordable way to get some of the training that you need, maybe you're not at the size business or lead flow and all that other stuff where you're ready for our Contractor Sales Academy, then this is going to be a great fit for you, because I guarantee you, you're going to walk away with 1, 2, 3 nuggets, I promise, that are going to help you be a better salesperson, sell more at a higher price, and all that good stuff. Now, listen, some of you might be thinking, oh, I'm already really good at sales, all right? Well, there's some indicators. I believe there's some indicators that you're not good at sales. One of those indicators is that your phone ain't ringing a lot. Another indicator is you can't find and keep people. Oh, Tom, nobody's out there that works. Listen, if you're a good salesperson and you're selling at higher profits, now you got the money to build a stronger brand, and you're going to be more consistent, a bunch of other good stuff, and the winners are going to be attracted to you. All right? So sales, or shitty salesmanship, shows up in a lot of different areas of your business. All right? Like, if you're too busy, then you need help with sales. Okay? Seriously. If you can't find people, you need help with sales. If you can't close deals for a profit, then you need help with sales. If things are falling through the cracks, you need help with sales. If you're struggling financially in any way, shape, or form in your business or your home life, you guessed it. Everyone in the park's looking at me right now. You need help with sales. So, text Fight Night. Fight Night. F-I-G-H-T, and then the word night. N-I-G-H-T. Fight Night. To 719-299-3852. Fight Night to 719-299-3852. And I will make sure that you get information texted to you with a link where you can learn more about how to be part of our June Fight Night, all about sales, and any Fight Night after that. All right, so look forward to seeing you guys there. Appreciate you hanging out with me here this morning. And, guys, go get it. Take care of the appearances. Take care of the little things in your business. All right? Everything matters. How you do anything is how you do everything. Right? So how you care for the windows of your store is how you're going to care for your customer and all that stuff. Hopefully that makes sense. You guys rock. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next time. Travis, jam us out like you've never done it before. Like, put some crazy, let's hear it, some crazy, like, psychedelic effects on the normal Contractor Fight music. We'll see you guys.